Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. It means everything because we love spending this time with you. Tim Staples here with us both hours today for 2 hours of open forum. If you got a question, you are welcome here. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. We're going to do two things today. We're going to take a whole bunch of calls and let Tim answer a whole bunch of questions about the Catholic faith, about morals, about the person of Jesus, about the Bible, the sacraments, whatever you got, it's welcome. 888-318-7884. And the other thing we're going to do is raise some money because this is the last day. These are the last 2 hours of our winter pledge drive for 2023. We just come to you 4 times a year. Each quarter, we come to you 1 time, and for 6 hours while we're doing the show, we interrupt from time to time during the show, give you a phone number, ask you to call, and make your pledge. That number is 888-291-8000. That's a different line than the line to call here to the studio, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And this hour, first of all, hello, Tim Staples.
Cy Kellett, it is wonderful to be with you again.
And tell me about the matches this hour.
Yeah, man. So we have a $20,000 match for the first hour. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last 2 days we had $15,000 matches, didn't we?
We started with a $15,000 match. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so folks, we're up in the ante thanks to the generosity of some wonderful folks. We've got a $20,000 match right now this first hour. And we're going to have another $20,000 match in the next hour. But, folks, I got to say this, folks. I want to thank everybody who has called these last 4 hours. You all are absolutely awesome. We made our matches each of the 4 hours. We're still behind the gun because, as we talked about yesterday, we had two very low drives the last couple of times, and so we got to make up. See, we can't go into debt here at Catholic Answers because we don't have a big old bank account.
No, nope.
You know, so we need your help, folks. But again, thank you so much, all of you that have called. You are awesome. We love you so much, folks. Pray for us, everybody, for these next 2 hours because we've got a long way to go to meet our ultimate goal. We got to get $120,000 in this. Yeah. These 2 hours, folks. And so we need you right now. Let's not be shy, folks. Don't wait until the end because you're causing me heart trouble when you do that. All right. Please, folks, right from the start here, we've got 12 open lines right now. Can you jump on the phone, folks? We've got so many opportunities for giving. And we've still, Cy Kellett told me, we've still got some matching money, not only to double every gift you send right now, but those of you who give the monthly gifts. And that is our bread and butter, folks. That is how we pay the bills. The $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, that's what does it. Well, your gift is effectively tripled, folks. You give $100. This is amazing. $100 a month. That becomes not just $1,200, but $36,000. That's $3,600, folks. We need you to call right now, 888-291-8000. If you want to give a one-time gift for $10, call 888-291-8000. We need you. That one-time $50 gift, that one-time $100 gift becomes what? Doubled. So that $100 becomes $200. That $50 becomes $100. 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to wait if the lines are full. And believe me, they're not full right now. Hey, we just got 4 folks calling in. God bless you. We've got 10 open lines, folks, at 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. But the other lines are open. We're ready to take your calls. 888-318-7884. If you have a question for Tim, we do want to take your calls and your questions. 888-318-7884. And I think people were so, and I'm grateful for this, so willing to pick up the phone and call and make a pledge. Thus far, no one has called to ask a question.
All
so
right.
we're waiting for our first question. You could be the first question. 888-318-7884.
And that's 888-31-TRUTH, isn't it?
Yep, 888-31-TRUTH.
That's easy to remember. 888-31-TRUTH for your questions and 888-291-8000 for your donations. I got to tell you, man, I've been texting and talking with friends the last couple of days, and it's just wonderful to hear from folks that are listening around the country, and they're praying for us, man. They're saying, man, we need you guys on the air. I had a good friend tell me he's going to call in and give us a gift here, and you better do it. You know who I'm talking to now. But it's really cool. You know, we've got so many friends all around the country and around the world. But folks, you know what? There's never been a more important time than right now to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. You know, some folks accuse this of arrogance, right, when we say that. We alone possess the fullness of the gospel. No, that's not arrogant. If you're going to say that's arrogant, you're going to have to call Jesus arrogant. Because Jesus in John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Right? Is he arrogant? No, he's the meekest man that's ever walked the planet. Because remember, don't confuse meekness with weakness, folks. Humility is reality, acknowledging the truth. And Jesus Christ is, was, and always will be. That is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the truth. And of course, the second person of the Blessed Trinity incarnate is Jesus Christ. And he established the Catholic Church and gave to the Catholic Church his authority. So radically so, my friends. And this gets your exciter going, Cy Kelly.
My exciter?
If this doesn't get your exciter going, then you need a new exciter. Because Jesus gave his authority to the church to speak for him. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That means the church is Jesus extended into this world. Jesus gave the power of binding and loosing to the church in Matthew 18, 15 through 18. To Peter and his successors, the bishops of Rome, in Matthew 16, 18 and 19. So that whatever he, that is the Pope, or whatever they, that is the church, in union with the Pope, binds on earth will have been bound in heaven. That means it has the authority of heaven to back it up. And that's why we say we alone as Catholics possess the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless our Orthodox friends that are so close to us, and we're praying for full reunion, and I do believe that's going to happen eventually. But they don't have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our Protestant friends, there's much more that joins us than what separates us with regard to our Protestant friends, like the inspired scriptures, the Trinity, the divinity of Christ, the redemption of our Lord and Savior on the cross. You know, we agree with so much, but they don't have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're lacking a lot. Folks, that's why we're here, because as Catholics, we have as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says in section 900, we have both the right and the obligation as Catholics to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the world. And my friends, that's what Catholic Answers is all about from the time Carl Keating founded this apostolate way back in about 1979, incorporated it in 1982. And some wonderful men have been through these hallways, from Patrick Madrid to so many others we could list, all with the same mission. And here we are to proclaim the fullness of the gospel. We're not ashamed of it. We will not compromise. You will never hear compromise from Catholic Answers, because we give you Catholic answers. People yell at us sometimes because we don't attack people that they want us to attack. And we say, you know what? That's not what we're about. What we're about is proclaiming the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to get behind that, folks, give us a call right now at 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And I got to say this, Cy, We need some big givers, okay? In order to get this $120,000 today, we're going to need some big givers. I'm still looking for that $20,000. You know, we've never had a $20,000 gift during our radio drives. Never. It's
really?
Time. No, we've never had a 20. We've had tens.
Yeah.
But we've never had it, at least in my memory, and I've been here for a while now. Now, maybe it happened before, but I don't think so, because we used to not raise nearly what we raise now. But the bottom line is we need a $20,000 gift. We need a $10,000 gift. We need a $5,000 gift. And I think there's more than one that could give $5,000. And we need some $10,000 gifts. But again, I got to mention that monthly gift, because it's tripled. Now, you give that, you know, $10,000 gift, it's going to be doubled right now.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right now. You give that $5,000 gift, it's going to be doubled right now. But you give that $100 a month gift, and it gets tripled. What a deal. $25 a month. Instead of being $300 a year, which is what $25 a month is, it becomes $900, folks. So let's go. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Let's get it done.
888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your pledge. I'll tell you what I think is going on. I think that the phones are not working because not a single call has come in. So I went to YouTube and I asked them if they would give us some questions. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, questions.
I apologize. I should have explained that.
Scared me.
The question line doesn't seem to be working because Not a single question has come in. There are 10 people on the other lines. Thank goodness. The pledge lines are open.
Yes.
So there's four of those available right now, 10 on right now. So I went over to YouTube and I asked them for some money. I'll ask them for money, but I asked them for some questions. 888-291-8000 is where you can go to make your pledge. But you know what the debate is about over on YouTube is, Tim? You said, and I think you started to explain this, but there's a debate going on now.
Okay,
about,
let's do it.
Why would you say that the Orthodox and Protestants don't have the fullness of the gospel?
Right. Well, with the Orthodox, there is an enormous hole in that they do not believe in the supremacy of the Bishop of Rome. And that is huge, my friends. And, of course, there are some differences theologically as well. Unfortunately, with the Greeks, for example, they allow for divorce and remarriage. But, of course, only three, Cy. After that third one, no more, okay? And there are some other differences. But, of course, without the magisterium of the church, that's why they're lacking when it comes to not only faith but also morals. They stand strong on life, but there's no unified position on contraception and other moral issues that are pertinent to our day and our time. When it comes to our Protestant friends, they're lacking big time, don't have the magisterium of the church, don't have all seven sacraments. Now, the Orthodox do, but our Protestant friends only have two, baptism and matrimony. They're lacking sacramentally, which is the ordinary means of our sanctification and salvation. That is a huge loss. And because they don't have the magisterium, they're missing it on a lot of theological issues as well, like how do we get to heaven, my friends? No, we are not justified by faith alone in the sense that works have nothing to do with our justification or our final justification, and we could talk about a lot more. They don't have the Blessed Mother, my friends, the Mother of God, which as the Catechism of the Catholic Church section 971 says, honoring the Blessed Mother is essential to Christian worship, my friends. And people say, what? How can you say that? Well, if you think the Ten Commandments are essential, right?
Yeah.
Honor your father. That's number four. Now, number five for our Protestant friends, our Jewish friends, but number four, right? Honor your father and mother. Well, of course, the Blessed Mother is our mother because we are brothers of Jesus. Indeed, we are members of his body. You ever know a mama that only gives birth to a head and not a body? That would be a corpse, my friend. Yes. we are obligated by the Ten Commandments to honor the Blessed Mother. And of course, they're missing out on so many blessings that come through the communion of saints and such. So what we're about is bringing the fullness of the gospel, all the means of grace that God has deigned for our salvation. That's why, my friends, we alone have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why y'all need to call right now at 888-291-8000. We've got 10 open lines right now. You know what? Because we've got to raise $120,000, we can't afford to have these open lines right now, all right? You know, give us a call. Don't be shy. If it's a $25 gift, call. If it's $25 a month, call. If it's $50, $100, call. And we're especially, folks, looking for those $10,000 gifts. There's got to be one or two out there. I would say there's one or two, at least $5,000 gifts, $1,000 gifts, and bring me that one $20,000 gift. I will guarantee you on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry that you supported Catholic Answers, which is bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I will guarantee you, you will not be sorry. You will be blessed.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. I'm sorry for those who are trying to get to the studio with your calls. We're working on that. We'll get the lines up. But I have been going over to YouTube to get questions, so I'm going to keep giving YouTube questions. If anybody wants to post them on Facebook, I can't myself post on Facebook, but I can see your questions if you want to ask a question on Facebook. Give it a try. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Shanti in Maryland just donated $365.
Praise God.
How about Paulette?
Well, I got to tell what Shanti said, though. She was waiting and waiting for Cy and Tim to finally mention the phone number. So there's a little update for us, Shanti. We got it. All right. We got your hint. That was not a very subtle hint. All right. Paulette from Massachusetts. Now, this is the thing that you were talking about. She raised her pledge from 10 to 25 a month, and all of that is all the raise is tripled right now.
Tripled.
Because we have the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and any new monthly pledge in any amount gets matched again.
So that 180 gets multiplied by 3, and that would be $360, $460, $540. Is that awesome?
Yeah.
That's a $540 gift right there just by raising her monthly gift by $15, folks. That is a way you can help us right now. Maybe you're giving $10 a month right now. How about raising it to $25? Or that $25 giver, raise it to $50, folks. We need your help right now at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I do want to keep Tim busy answering questions, though. So let's see what I cut some, cut and pasted some from YouTube, and let me give you one of those.
Okay, brother.
Why did Jesus say his parables were intended to hide the truth, lest the people hear their eyes opened and be saved?
Right. Actually, that's a misinterpretation of what Jesus said. When he quotes the prophet, I believe it's Isaiah in the Old Testament, that seeing they may not see, that hearing they would not hear. It's not at all that Jesus was trying to, you know, hide the truth from them, because if that was true, well, then Jesus is a lousy teacher. You know why? Because just look at, for example, Matthew chapter 21, when he tells the parable of the owner of the vineyard, right, who sends his servants to collect the bucks, right, at due season, and they reject his servants, they reject, and finally he sends his son, and they kill him, right? Notice what happens there. Again, this is Matthew chapter 21. When Jesus asks the Jews, what will the owner of that vineyard do to those servants? They say he'll cast them out and give the vineyard to someone that will do his bidding. And then they went, oh, hey, he's talking about us.
Whoops.
Right? So in other words, that's an example of just why that interpretation of that verse is wrong. Because, see, the parables are powerful because, see, think of it this way. If you just teach someone, you just give them the information, a lot of times, you know this if you've ever taught high school kids, right? They're going to go to sleep. They're not hearing anything. But if you put it in a story, you put it in a parable, it becomes something they have to think about, ponder about. It actually aids in the teaching process. Don't you ever heard, Cy, like the great movie makers, John Ford, Frank Capra, they don't do all your thinking for you in movies. You have to think. Oh, Alfred Hitchcock was a master at this. It engages people when they have to do the thinking, and that causes actually the truths being communicated to sink all the deeper into their hearts. And what happens is then the motives of the hearts become manifest. When the truth sinks deep down in your soul, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And it's the discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So what appears to be Jesus hiding the truth is the exact opposite. He's piercing their souls. And so that when your heart is blinded by your passions, blinded by your own motivations and such, you become blind. See, and so when the word pierces, what happened to those Jews that were listening? Their hearts were laid bare, and they had to make a decision one way or the other. And those whose hearts were not with the Lord, seeing, they refused to see. Hearing, they refuse to hear. Great question, though, my friends. Jesus Christ, one thing we can know with absolute certainty, he did not come to hide anything. Jesus is the truth, the fullness of the truth, and that was what he was all about, proclaiming the fullness of that truth. And that really, Cy, that's exactly what we are about at Catholic Answers, because as disciples of Jesus, we're called to do what Jesus did, and that is not go out and hide stuff, go out and confuse people. We're here to proclaim the gospel with all of the fullness of the gospel that we have as Catholics and with the clarity that those people deserve. Clarity in this time when the moral law is being twisted, distorted in our culture. We need clarity. Guess what we have in the Catholic Church? Clarity. You want to run down the Ten Commandments? We can do it as Catholics, and we can tell you, my friends, abortion, no. Homosexual marriage, no. Transgender, no. If you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, the Catholic Church has the answer, my friend. But we need your help right now. You know what? As Cy said, we only come to you once every 3 months, folks. We need your help now. We've got 10 open lines right now. We need to raise $120,000. We need you to call right now at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. We've got a $20,000 match right now this hour. We've got a triple opportunity when it comes to monthly donors. You have no excuse, folks. Call. Give that $10 a month you know you should have already been given, right? Call and give that $25 gift, that $25 a month gift. Give that $50, $100 a month gift right now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. All right, a little bit of a shaky start because our phones in the studio weren't working, but the phones are working now. So let me give out that number again. There's three lines open right now. I don't know who the three people that already knew the phones were working again were, but good for you for getting in there. The number to call if you'd like to ask Tim a question, 888-318-7884. The number to call if you're ready to make your pledge of support to keep Catholic Answers going and doing what we do for another 3 months, 888-291-8000. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and that the match is doubled for every new monthly pledge. Amen. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to the phones and let Tim take a call.
Let's do it.
But just real quick before I do that, I want to let people know lots and lots of people are picking up the phone, calling, and taking advantage of the recurring match. what Tim was talking about and saying what we need and we really do is some of those larger gifts that we get sometimes. And we've seen three $1,000 gifts. I'll thank those folks on the other side of the break, but we need some larger gifts. That's just where we are. That's just the fact. So that's where what we need. So I will leave that in your hands, 888-291-8000. Going to Don in New Jersey, listening on Domestic Church Radio. Don, thank you for your patience while we worked out the phone thing. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes. Does anyone know what the third revelation of Fatima was?
Yes. Actually, you can go to the Vatican website and type in the third secret of Fatima. And at the Vatican website, they have released actually the original. You can actually see the original document as it was originally written by Sister Lucia. And you can see the church's explanation of what that third secret had to do with avoiding the Third World War and such. We have to go to a break right now, but go to the Vatican website and you'll see it. Yes, there's no future third secret. It's already been.
888-291-8000. Right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, getting our little problems ironed out here. All the lines full with questions for Tim right now. We have another phone number, 888-291-8000, that we've been giving out because our colleagues are on that line waiting for you to call and make your pledge of support to Catholic Answers Live. We rely on our listeners to keep us on the air. It's a Amen. Model that works for your local or regional Catholic radio network. It's a model that works for EWTN radio, and it's and they have the stations, they have the networks, they have the equipment for using the satellites to beam the stuff all over the place. What we have is programming. We make programming. We do have an app, and we do some stuff on the internet, and we do the YouTube channel and all that. But for the radio, what we do is produce content. And so we got to pay for that. We got to pay for the content we produce. This program here that we're doing right now is given to anybody who wants to broadcast it anywhere in the world for free. You want to broadcast it on your radio station in Africa or Australia, or you want to broadcast it on your your website in Europe or Asia, anywhere you can have it. And here in the United States, it's on hundreds of stations and no one pays for it. So we have to come to you once every 3 months and ask you to pay for it so that we can keep producing it. It costs us a very small amount of money given what the costs of media production are. I mean, someone working in secular media would be shocked that we produce hundreds of hours of radio and video and all the other things we produce for $225,000 every quarter. But we do. And your help is needed to get us there. We have 8 lines open right now. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and we have a second match for any new monthly pledge. So say you said, you know what, I could do 10 bucks a month. Well, it'll be matched dollar for dollar, that $20,000 match, but then it'll be matched again by another donor who said, well, who knows, that what we rely on those monthly pledges and wants us to get more of them. Take advantage of that, will you? 888-291-8000. It'll work if you pledge $10 a month. It'll work if you pledge $20. It'll work if you pledge $50 or $100 a month. It's all covered up to $20,000. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Tim, I have an interesting question from Facebook that I want to give you, and I want to give it to you because Christian was on Facebook and he posted it, I don't know, maybe 100 times. And so I actually had to put him in timeout for a second on no, this was on YouTube, not Facebook. But a woman named Valerie Staples said, you should take his question. So I do not say no to Valerie Staples.
Neither do I.
And his question was this. And I have to paraphrase because I don't actually have the text in front of me. But Christian was saying, how can you, as a Christian, ask for money to do what you're doing?
Oh, man, that is such an important question. And, you know, in our Catholic faith, in sacred scripture that goes all the way back to the Old Testament, giving alms, giving money, giving of yourself is absolutely essential. In fact, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are the three most powerful weapons we have, apart from the sacraments, of course, the three most powerful weapons we have in our spiritual lives. In fact, Jesus, in Luke 11:41, he says, give alms, and behold, all things are clean unto you. And by the way, he's referencing a text from the book of Tobit that says similarly, but give alms, and behold, all things are clean unto you. There is a power in giving. Why? Because of the sacrifice. And when you join that sacrifice, in fact, any sacrifice we give, when we join our sufferings, our sacrifices, our joys as well, with the sacrifice of Christ, it becomes our salvation and the salvation of the world, my friends. But I just want to mention a couple of texts of scripture for our friend here to look at. Get your Bible and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to read verse 1. Now, it's superfluous for me to write to you about the offering for the saints. He's talking about giving, right? I'm going to skip down to verse 5. So I thought it necessary to urge the brethren to go on to you before me and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised to give so that it may be ready, not as an exaction, but as a willing gift. The point is this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up in his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with I'm at verse 8 now, with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. That's St. Paul. That's the promise of God, that when you give, you will be. And I said that earlier. You're not going to be sorry for giving a gift. You're going to be blessed, and I believe blessed in this life and ultimately, of course, blessed for all eternity. And there's one other text you want to look at, and that's Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And here, St. Paul's talking to the Philippians, of course, and he says, I'm going to back up to verse 15, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent me help once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit which increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am filled, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent, which have become a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's beautiful stuff. This is Bible, folks. The idea of giving to the church, to apostolic labor, which is what he's talking about here in Philippians, as well as in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, is one of the most powerful ways. You think about it. All of us are called to accomplish not just the corporal works of mercy. Absolutely. We'll be judged according to whether or not we fulfill the corporal works of mercy, you know, giving to the poor. We won't go through all of the six, but also the spiritual works of mercy as well, right? Comforting, consoling, forgiving, forbearing, admonishing the sinner, and educating the ignorant. We're going to be judged by that as well. Well, guess what? We can't all fulfill all of those works of mercy all the time. And so this is why almsgiving, in fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church in section 2447 to 2449 says that almsgiving has a special place among the works of mercy. And why is that? Because by giving to apostolic workers that are able to do what you can't, you participate in their labors. Mother Teresa, you give her money. You can't go to India, you know, and pick people up off the street. But when you give to Mother Teresa's sisters, you participate in their labors. Folks, that's why we ask for money. I'm telling you, I am bold about it. Y'all know me. I am bold about it because I know Catholic Answers. I know what we do day in and day out. I see the letters. I hear from folks. Everywhere I go, they tell me, Tim, my life was changed. Thank you. And please thank the folks at Catholic Answers because I'm Catholic. I'm Christian because of you folks. And so that's why I'm bold. Folks, give us a call, right? We need the money right now because we can't do it without your help. Can you call right now, 888-291-8000? Folks, the money you give, this is not hyperbole, this is true, transforms lives. There is no doubt about that. We have thousands of testimonies to back this up, my friends, from around the world. Please, pick up that phone right now. We got a long way to go, folks. We're not even close to our goal of $120,000, but guess what? We're going to get there. Somebody out there can give us $20,000 right now. Pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Somebody can give $10,000 right now. Pick up that phone. Somebody, I know there's more than one out there that can give $5,000 right now. And there's folks that can give $1,000. And I want you to remember this. We talked about this yesterday, but this economy is awful. Inflation over the last 2 years has been awful. The elderly and the poor are being hit harder than anybody. And it's horrible. But that means we lose donors, folks, because that's the folk. That's who's been keeping us going, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We don't have the big sugar daddies. We just never have. And not that we don't want them.
And if you are one, please call 888-291-8000.
But folks, I'm telling you, if you can give right now, we really need you to step up to the plate because a lot of folks, and there's a growing number of folks who can't. They tell us, Tim, I'd love to give, man, but we just can't right now, man. We can hardly pay our grocery bills and the rent.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you can give right now, please step up to the plate. Step up for those who can't, who want to. It's not going to hurt you so much as these folks who simply can't. So do it. Okay. Yep. Right now, 888-291-8000. Call right now. We need that gift, large or small, but we, as Cy said, we really need some big gifts to make this goal, and we're going to make up for our last two drives, and we're going to be rocking forward.
Amen, brother.
Here at Catholic Answers, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
And now we're going right back to the phones. Do I have to do a 30-second break, Darren? I got to do a 30-second break. So perfect time to dial 888-291-8000. All that Tim just said, I'll just reiterate. I'm looking at the numbers. Folks are really coming through on those recurring gifts. The mid-level gifts are wonderful. We're just not seeing those larger gifts, and that's what it's going to take. So I thank everybody, but if you are an especially blessed person who can make that $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 gift, 888-291-8000, and we'll be right back and have Tim go right to questions when we come back.
Amen.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. It's Open Forum. Tim Staples is our guest that I promised I'd go right back to the phones, and I'm going to do it. Colin in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, listening on Catholic.com. That's our website, Catholic.com. Go ahead, Colin, with your question for Tim.
Hi.
Hi.
So basically, I understand that for the construction of private chapels, the church has strict regulations in terms of if that chapel is meant to actually hold mass there.
Yes.
But for just like private places of prayer, there's not really any specific restrictions on that.
Correct.
I'm a fairly new Catholic, so I guess just for my own information, is there anything that for the sort of making of a personal prayer space at home would be good to do, and what would be sort of considered in bad taste?
Right, gotcha. That's a good question. You know, you make me immediately think of my daughter Rose, because as you said, because as you and I know, Jesus said, you know, with the gift of the Holy Spirit that we have now, you know, we don't have to go here or there. He says, right. Because the kingdom of heaven is within us. The Holy Spirit is truly everywhere and in us. So there's no absolute necessity in order to pray to go to a certain place, right? And of course, that's true. So we can pray everywhere, anywhere, all the time, 24 hours a day. But as you said, yes, it is important that we remember as well, even though everything that I said is true, the Bible also talks about where two or three are gathered together. This is the same Jesus in Matthew 18:19, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So there's a special presence, isn't there?
Yeah.
With the gathering of the people of God. And then, of course, we have the Eucharist. When Jesus was walking this earth, people wanted to get near him just to touch the hem of his garment. So it doesn't mean if they prayed at their house, God wouldn't hear them. Only if they can touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, as we see there in Matthew chapter 9. But there is a powerful presence in, of course, the second person of the Blessed Trinity incarnate. And we have that continued in the church in the Eucharist. So there is a very special power when you, and I can tell you, my friend, and I know this isn't exactly your question, but it's an important point here to note. When we got the Blessed Sacrament here at Catholic Answers, Reserve 24/7, it changed our whole apostolate. I mean, it definitely did. Anybody that was here then knows it transformed, because now Jesus is present, right? But
yeah.
Okay, but now you're asking though, but what about me at the house? You know, is it, well, back to my daughter. My daughter Rose, and this is what I recommend. You as a young Catholic, right? I call baby Catholics, right? My daughter made a little shrine back when she used to be, they had a bunk bed. Now she has her own bed in her room, but they had a bunk bed. She had, from the time she was 6 years old, a little shrine, and she had like candles, and she had a favorite saint. She had the Blessed Mother. She had a crucifix up there. And I'm going to tell you, brother, I can remember before her first communion, sneaking back there and seeing my daughter on her knees praying in front of that little shrine that she had erected on her bed all by herself. And she will tell you to this day, and she's probably mad at me right now for telling this story. She's listening. All right. But when she received her first communion, that was like her wedding day. She was so excited to receive our blessed Lord. And I'm going to tell you, it's because she was a prayerful girl from the time she was 6 years old. And it's never stopped. She's 14 now. And so that's what you need to do. I recommend highly doing what my daughter did. Make a space in your house. Your kids should know, if you have kids. We have a space where we have the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so often we'll go and we'll pray the rosary with the family in front of our little shrine we made, and we consecrated our house to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that becomes a special place for us. Sometimes we just pray it in the living room. But you know what you find, bro, is that everybody tends to have a special place, even if they don't even really fully realize it. They want to go here to pray because you just feel it when you go to that special place. And that's what I'd recommend to you, brother. It's nothing, you know, fancy schmancy needed. It's really about the heart, and get to a place where you feel good and where you can pray. Folks, you know what? It's folks asking questions like this is the reason why Catholic Answers needs to be on the air, and it's the reason why you need to call right now, because we got a long way to go to get to $120,000. We're not even close, folks, but we're going to get there. I know there's somebody. I want to hear about it, Si. When that person gives that $20,000, I want to hear about it. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. I know there's somebody, maybe two, that can give $10,000. We've got some $5,000 donors out there, and I'll bet you we got more than one. We've already had several $1,000 givers. Folks, can you be one of those? And I've said it before, I'll say it again, you're not going to be sorry on Judgment Day that you didn't take that $1,000 and spend it on Disneyland or something, all right? You call 888.
I don't think that'll get you in anymore.
No, it won't. 888-291-8000, my friends. Souls are on the line, and I guarantee you, when you give that money, and you become participants in the transformation of souls. Please, one more time, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And please remember, those monthly gifts are tripled, folks. This is a huge opportunity for us right now. When you give that $25 a month, that's not just $300, it's $900. You give that $100 a month, it's not just $1,200, it's $3,600. Oh my goodness. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now in studio with us, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Cy Kellett, Tim Staples. I was thinking when you mentioned Disneyland, woe to you on Judgment Day if you spend money on Disney these days.
Amen.
My goodness. So, no, in all seriousness, actually I am being serious there. First, I want to say thank you to Cy and to Tim. I know it sounds, my friends, like these guys are having a great time. And in fact, they are. They are motivated by their love of Jesus Christ and their desire to bring the gospel to as many people as possible. But this is a high energy activity. And it's not a secret, especially my dear friend Tim Staples here has not been a well man for a couple of years. And this kind of work, Joe Heschmeyer was supposed to be on the second hour today, and his plane is late, so he's not going to be. And Tim has stepped up to the plate here. And so, I don't know, we're going to be carrying you out on a stretcher. I don't know, but we'll know at 5 o'clock. But God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk.
All right. Okay. So I want to share a story, not unlike about what Tim was talking about. Yesterday, I was on the phone with a woman from Virginia, and I didn't ask if I could say her name, so I'm just going to say a nice woman from Virginia. She found the program, Cy, 6 weeks ago.
Wow.
And she called to say, I want you to know this program has changed my life, and it has changed the life of my friends, and I want to give you $100 a month. I want to sign up to give you $100 a month.
6 weeks?
Yeah, she's heard. I've been listening for 6 weeks. And so I said, well, please tell me how this has changed your life. And she said, I'm going to tell you two ways. I was listening to the show, and one of your guests said, pray the rosary every day. So I started praying the rosary every day. wonderful. And then another one of your guests said, get back to confession. So she said, I went back to confession. And what a great relief and what a great joy for her. This program has changed my life. Now, my friends, here's what I want to say to you. This is what I ask you, all of you who are listening. Doubtless, every one of you knows someone in your life that you would like to say to this person, would you please start praying the rosary every day? Or would you please, after being away from the sacrament of confession for so long, please get back to the sacrament of confession? But for some reason, you're not able to, be convincing with that person. And yet, here is an example of someone who did hear the program and is now back to praying the rosary and is now back to the sacraments because of this program. So the same question I asked yesterday, folks. If you could write a check for $100 or $1,000 and bring someone back to the Catholic faith, would you say that was a bargain? I would say that was a bargain. But Amen. The truth is that this radio program reaches hundreds of thousands of people. Catholic.com, our website, has millions of visitors every year, people who are brought into a deeper relationship of Jesus Christ because they have a deeper understanding of the church that he established, or they're brought into the church for the first time. We serve both. We serve both constituencies. And these are the people that you are going to help. So if you could write a check for that, would you do it? The answer is yes, you would. So please, 888-291-8000. Actually, you don't even need to write a check. 888-291-8000. Just call. Someone here on the Catholic Answer staff is going to be listening. We're going to take your credit card. We love it if you're a monthly donor, but I want to repeat what Tim is saying because we are behind, and our last drive, we finished behind. We need very large gifts. So if you're capable of that $5,000, $10,000 gift, $25,000 gift, please. If you have a question, you say, is Catholic Answers a responsibly run organization? I'd like to read your 990, or I would like to take a look at your accounting, or I would like to talk to the president and say, I'm going to give you $25,000. How do I know that's going to be well spent? Just tell whoever answers the phone, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call, and I will be happy to give you a call. And now Joe Heschmeyer has just made a liar out of me.
Look at that. Did a miracle happen?
Yeah.
I thought you said you couldn't make it.
Wait, before you talk, Joe. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text Catholic to
24365.
Joe Heschmeyer.
It's good to be here. I just
get off a plane?
Yeah, literally just came from the airport, and I have a story for you.
Oh, good.
I was sitting next to a guy named Mark who grew up Methodist and became Catholic, and he was familiar with Catholic Answer and had been nourished by it. Meanwhile, two of his siblings, one became a Mooney, and one of them became part of the Worldwide Church of God, which is kind of a cult.
Yes.
So there, but for the grace of God, went him.
Yeah.
And Catholic Answers was a small part of that story. You know, he said he enjoyed RCIA. He had some questions that he didn't think to ask at the time. And so on the flight, he asked questions about what it meant in the Creed when we said consubstantial with the Father. And then he had questions about how Jesus could say that he's fulfilling the sign of Jonah 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth when he dies on a Friday and rises on a Sunday. That is a great conversation.
888-291-8000. I'm glad you brought up RCIA because, Joe, because God bless the people who are doing that good work in the parishes, bringing people every year at the Easter Vigil and actually starting, you know, in Advent and then training them and educating them throughout the year. But typically they're meeting on, you know, a Sunday evening or something like that. They're meeting once a week. And so my question to anybody who wants to get closer to Jesus Christ and wants to know more about the Catholic faith, that wants to know why the church teaches, first of all, what the church teaches, and then why she teaches what she teaches, is 2 hours or an hour and a half on a Sunday evening going to cover that? It's not. If you wanted your kid to get good at algebra, you'd make him do algebra every single day. And this program, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, actually fills that need.
It does indeed.
We're right alongside there with all the RCI instructors going deeper on all of these questions. So, my friends, if you want to bring people into the Catholic Church, and if you're listening to this program and you don't want to bring, I want you to call. If you don't want to bring people to the Catholic Church, I want you to call and tell Cy why you don't. But the rest of you who are listening, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, please, we've got seven lines open. and we need your help.
And we can help convert those people who are going to call because they don't want people to become Catholic.
Right now is the perfect time to call. We got to take a break, but our colleagues will all be waiting on to take your call on the phone lines. That number is 888-291-8000. We have still not used up the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Perfect time for you to make that call and make that pledge. We're still looking for some large donors. Folks have been very generous, coming through with lots of recurring donations and one-time donations, but we need those folks who are especially blessed and can make those larger pledges to step up now, because we are 1 hour away from being done, and I'm going to be honest with you, this is the number. We are $100,000 from being fully funded for the next 3 months. That's a tough number. But with your help, we will make it much smaller, maybe eliminate it by the end of the next hour. Joe will be here or Tim will be here. I don't know, but we'll be answering questions. Call now, 888-291-8000.